There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Mr. Good Day. Mr. Good Day. Who's the ice cream? I'm the good humor man. That's what I am. Doug Steffen and Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and your ears and mind are what we're aiming for, because here's what's going on today. The Justice Department, through their lawyers, because that's what Justice Department has, plenty of lawyers, right?
Right.
Have urged a federal appeals court to lift an injunction on the president's plan to allow 5 million unauthorized immigrants to stay in the country legally and get work permits. Boo! Boo! How do you really feel about it, Doug? I really feel that this is a ridiculous idea. The whole thing is ridiculous, and it will never get solved. Never. There is not the political will. This isn't the solution. Nobody's come up with a solution. I don't know what the solution is. You don't know what the solution is. Is there a solution? Maybe. Maybe not. But nobody's come up with a good one. So Obama says, yeah, I've got the right idea, and I'm going to do it. And if you want to go along with me, I'll do it anyway. Nee, 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 nee. So the administration has asked for a ruling from the Justice Department. Right. Okay. The Justice Department is part of the Obama administration. You think they're going to tell Obama, you can't do this? Right?
Yeah, let me ask myself for permission.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let me analyze how well I'm doing. I'll give myself a raise. Let's see, Harry Reid in the news today, senator from Nevada, leader of the Democratic Party in the Senate, escalating the fight over Loretta Lynn. I always do that with her. It's not Loretta Lynn. It's Loretta Lynch. She's waiting for confirmation as the new AG to replace Mr. Holdout. So Harry Reid is going to force a vote, even if the Senate Majority Leader doesn't schedule one. We'll have a vote on this. This is kind of like the Republicans voting on Obamacare. It has about the same impact and about the same waste of time and money. It is, because they can't get the votes for it. There aren't enough Democrats. The Republicans aren't going to go for this for whatever the reason. I don't know that much about this woman. What I've read about her, though, Kenny, doesn't lead me to believe that she's anywhere near as bad as Holder. What kind of qualifications? That is, but... Huh?
It'd be hard to have somebody worse.
Ah, what a joke. Anyway, so trying to rattle around that. Speaking of jokes and law and stuff, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Want to pronounce this? Assange. Been holed up in that Ecuadorian embassy in London for, what, 3 years now?
Something like that.
May soon be talking to the feeds. Apparently, Mr. Assange wants to talk to someone about the accusations of sexual assault, any number of them, supposedly, that have taken place in Sweden. He says he's willing to be questioned by the Swedes, but only if they come to London and visit him in the Tower of Big Ben. They, of course, would prefer to ask him questions in Sweden, in case there would need to be a trial, in case they can grab him, put him in jail, you know, that kind of convenient stuff. But some of the crimes that he supposedly committed are subject to a statute of limitations, and the statute would run out this summer. So this may be their last and best time to talk to Mr. Assange. He's really not been charged with anything. And he's a little worried that Sweden would send him to the U.S., where, of course, he could be charged for publishing government secrets that ought not to have been government secrets in the first place.
Yeah,
right?
I think if he came to the U.S., I think he would disappear without a trace.
You think so?
Yeah.
Of his own volition, or perhaps somebody else helping him out?
It would be a race.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what he did with the Sony hacking stuff?
There's more of that today. Fill us in if you choose.
He had all. You remember Sony was hacked last summer, I think.
Yeah, the hundreds of thousands of documents already that were sent out by. What he did was take a lot of management stuff from Sony and just embarrass the hell out of all of them. Anyway, go ahead.
He posted it all on WikiLeaks, so he released it to the public, saying that this is a big multinational company and they may have. They have influence, so you should know what they're doing.
Right.
And this is just ridiculous.
That's a little iffy. Yeah. It's not my business, so it isn't your business. You have no business knowing what my business is in my company. It's none of your business. Yeah. And I don't really think it's anybody's business what Sony is doing. It's not anybody's business. So he's wrong there. The government is everybody's business. Private business is nobody's business except the private business. Is that your point?
Yes.
Would be mine as well. No business... Like show no. Sony ought not to be hacked. Well, I mean, they get hacked, they get hacked. But to feel like he has an obligation or a right to mess around in that field, sorry. Not a good idea. In a moment, we're going to talk about another kind of hacking. How many of you this week have been worried as you electronically filed your tax returns that somebody might be hacking into your identity there? Oh, the government says it's not a worry. Everything is protected. Really? Let's find out if that's true in a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, April 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and law number 3030.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
16
15 after the hour. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, have Pamela Villarreal with us, who is an expert from the National Center for Policy Analysis on tax issues. Those of you who filed electronically, which includes most of us, I know my accountant files for me electronically, some of you have filed your returns and were surprised to get a notice from the IRS that somebody already had filed the tax return for you. Maybe not a laughing matter, right, Pamela?
Exactly. There has been with the advent of electronic filing, there's been just a huge problem now with identity theft, where a person can hack into either your account or even the account of your accountant and file a return for you and have the refund directed to their bank account.
Swell. So how do we deal with this? You must have, as you've experienced this, a tax-related identity theft. Do we go back to filing the old way, the old reliable way, and get away? Or does the IRS is still, I heard somewhere, I don't know if my account told me, it's required to file electronically. Is that true?
That's not true. You can still, there are still amazingly people that do not have a computer. You can send your tax return by mail. If you are expecting a refund, it may take longer, but it's no different than it was, say, back in the 80s. But I will say that there has been a great concern now, particularly Congress has been discussing this as of late. And, of course, there are concerns that the IRS, in an attempt to be a little more politically popular, they're more concerned about, you know, giving people their refunds on time and not so much verifying that the refunds are going to the correct people. So there's a political pressure and there's not a lot of incentive to crack down on fraud. But I will say that...
Why is there no incentive to crack down on fraud?
Well, because the greater incentive is to get people their refunds quickly.
Let's satisfy people, keep them from complaining, and give them, even if they don't deserve it, what they have, what supposedly they have coming to them, even if it's not going to the right person.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But to their credit, I will say in tax year 2013, they did lose about $5.8 billion to fraudulent refunds, but they actually caught about $24.2 billion in false returns. But that is a shocking number of false returns.
We've become so dependent, it's so easy, it seems, to use all this technology without regard to how easily it can be compromised. And your secrecy or your privacy, you know, secrecy, can be jeopardized. It's just not, I don't find it to be smart, frankly. I don't find much of this stuff.
Exactly.
The IRS isn't that smart to begin with. And so, you know, compounding it, they don't really know how to handle this. So we have a double whammy here, I think.
Exactly. And, you know, people will file electronic returns. It's convenient. I mean, your chances of being frauded are still small, but you want to take some precautions. And one of the most important things that you want to do is never, ever answer an email or a phone call from somebody claiming to be the IRS and asking for information.
The IRS
will
never
always send a letter.
Never,
they never,
ever, ever will send you an email. Never.
Correct. So don't ever respond to emails of any kind from either a bank or anywhere asking for personal information. If you get a call from somebody claiming to be at the IRS, hang up and call the IRS directly, because they will always, they will never call you demanding money. There have been cases where somebody claims they're at the IRS and they're going to send the cops to your house if you don't pay your tax bill.
Yeah.
As much as we hate the IRS, they will never do that.
No. Well,
so they will always send you a letter if there's an issue with taxes.
Most of them don't have licenses anymore anyway. All right, Pamela, good to have the warning. The website for the National Center for Policy Analysis is ncpa.org. You might want to check it out to see what other scams are around that you should be careful of. Thanks, Pamela.
Well, thank you so much.
so we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Time now for our one hit wonder contest. And we have provided you with yet another opportunity to win a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonder hits on them. Who is this? What group is this? The song is called Funky Town. Number one during this week in 1980. If you know who the artist is, you dial us up at 888-302-DOUG. That's 888-302-3684. Crank it up there. Crank this up. Moving. What do we think?
One of those songs that's really etched in the time it was created.
It isn't it though, huh? I want to take me to won't you take me to Funky Town? Won't you take me to Funky Town? Won't you take me to? All right, everybody's working this over. What do you think? Huge dance hit, sold over 2 million copies in 1980, putting it at number one for 2 weeks in a row. Group of studio musicians from Minneapolis. Cynthia Johnson was the lead vocalist. She's an accomplished saxophonist, former Miss Black USA. She also recorded with the Prince. So what do we have to work over here? I think people just want to listen. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I know. Flashback.
You like that? Funky Town. Let's see where we are in terms of locale. We got all these people who is Mark's in Nebraska. He was the first one in, it looks like, right? Mark, where in Nebraska are you?
I'm in North Platte, Nebraska.
North Platte, Nebraska. What's the weather like there today?
Rainy, chilly, but glad to have the rain. Very dry here.
Yeah, right. We need to get the farmers on the move, get that stuff growing out there. So you need some room.
Sure.
And you need some rain as well. Okay, so this song was by a group, One Hit, That's It. Nobody ever heard from them again. What's the name of the group?
Lips Incorporated.
Lips Inc. L-I-P-P-S Inc. So where does this take you? When you hear this song, what goes on in your mind as to where you were in 1980?
With my girlfriend in my dad's car, listening to the final gasps of disco, 1980, 81.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have the clothing to go along with this?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Sadly to say.
Yeah. You still have any of that clothing?
No, I don't. I'm a much bigger person than I was then.
Bigger in stature or bigger in mind? Which is it?
Bigger in stature.
So the stuff won't fit. Is that what you're saying?
Not anymore, no.
Oh, that's too bad. Some of the polyester leisure suits were so much fun. We can all imagine, we can remember seeing John Travolta walking down the street to the tune from Saturday Night Fever. It just kind of stays with us. And that's what this was, a little bit more decisive, a funky beat, but still from that era. So good for you, Mark. Hold on just a second.
Thank you.
We'll have Kara take care of you. We'll get the address and send you one of our CDs that has all these one-hit wonders on them. The one-hit wonder contest, something that people really come to like. I don't know, though. I think we're running out of maybe getting a little close on all the one-hit wonders that have been produced over the pop music era. 20 and half the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with today's pet tip. Hey, chew on this. You know, puppies go through a teething stage just as human babies do. And like a human baby, a puppy's first set of tiny, sharp teeth are temporary. At approximately 4 months of age, his permanent teeth start cutting through his gums, causing swelling, inflammation, and, of course, pain. The puppy will chew on virtually anything he can get a hold of in order to relieve his pain, including you. Now, if it was a human child, people would run to the drugstore and they'd get a frozen teething ring for the child to play with. Well, I'm not recommending a frozen teething ring, but here's what I am recommending. What I'd like you to do is take some of the dog's favorite toys, get those puppy toys, put them in the freezer, put a little cheese whiz on them or a little drop of peanut butter for flavor, keep those in the freezer. And when the dog is really, really mouthy, when the dog's mouth seems to really hurt him, give him one of the frozen toys to play with. It works on the same principle as a frozen teething ring. It will help soothe the gums and make the dog feel a whole lot better when he's teething. And you know what? Chances are you'll have both pairs of shoes when you go to put them on. Oh, more next time.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Gorgeous hand-scraped Supreme Bamboo is just $179. Exotic hardwood, laminate, and more is up to 77% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store and 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Need a great tractor to help with your chores? Get a Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer...
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is a good day for the people who had the MasterCards, the banks that were holding the MasterCards that Target had a little problem with, the compromise that resulted in 40 million accounts being breached. Remember that a year ago last Christmas?
Yeah.
Wasn't that?
Yeah.
40 million accounts being hacked. You know how many times during the course of the day, I was just thinking about this, Kenny, we talk about something that has to do with technology. How many times is there a half hour of this program that goes by that we don't have some conversation about something that is technological? I'm just thinking back as to what we've done, even today, how there's been so much focus on various things that have to do with technology. It's all around us. You can't escape it. And I'm not saying that that's good or bad. Look at this. The Apple Watch. Those of you who are planning on getting it next week, Apple says, sounds like survey says, Apple says the watch won't be available till June. No reason for the unexpected delay, but many tech observers believe a supply shortage is to blame. 1 million Americans have pre-ordered the Apple Watch, and most of them were done on the first day, April the 10th, a week ago today. First day was available for online ordering. Apple facing supply shortages in the past when they would develop a new iPhone or an iPad or something like that. So what makes that happen? I remember, if you look at any big company that buys so much product, Boeing, for example, when they were building the 777 and to a lesser extent the 787, They get parts manufactured all around the world. And they couldn't get them all. Can you imagine? Let's just think about this. Whether it's the Apple Watch, or whether it's a Boeing jetliner, or the car you're driving. Think about, that's maybe the most practical application. Think about that car that you drive. Most of you drive a car every day, right? So, mm-hmm. Do you ever think about how many pieces there are to that car? Ever think about how many screws, nuts, bolts, whatever, hold that thing together? It's astonishing. Hundreds of, if not thousands of parts that you never think about. And why should you? That's what you pay the guys at the dealership or who built the car. I pay you to build the car. Build it well. But there's so many little things. If you're having a bad day, think about that. I remember working on the line at the General Motors plant here in Framingham when I was a kid. I was an inspector. And I would dread Mondays and Fridays. And anybody who bought a car that was built on a Monday or a Friday was usually in for a rude awakening. Not so much now, but this was in the 60s. So the cars that were the convertibles, I remember the convertibles that went through there, the Cutlasses, there's a BOP plant, Buick Oldsmobile Pontiac plant. And most of the, you know, all those cars were the same. What was underneath, excuse me, what you couldn't see was pretty much all the same. Same engine, same transmission, same chassis, all the same. They just put a different skin on it. Body by Fisher. The carriage was a General Motors product, even though they owned Fisher Body. But Fisher Body would make the components for the interior seats, the dashboard, all that other stuff. And then, you know, the stuff is all assembled at this plant. And the number of railroad cars outside, or never mind, how many railroad cars were delivered every day to this plant? Loaded with just one thing. Bumpers, steering wheels, radios, seats, emblems, whatever. And then people... There were 1,400 people who worked on each shift there, and they were putting together 800 cars a day, if I remember correctly. Something, I mean, they were putting together a lot of cars. So on Mondays, when everybody came in with a hangover or whatever, most of the people that worked at General Motors at that time were folks who had run their own garages and they didn't make it. They were pretty good mechanics, but they weren't businessmen. So they loved working at General Motors. General Motors hired up everybody that walked through the door. Anybody that had a pulse and had wrenches, you're hired. So think about what went into the quality. I was a quality assurance inspector. Ah, that was big. And the guys, if they didn't want to do stuff, like the four Huck bolts that were supposed to go into the chassis, hold the frame onto the body, sometimes they'd miss one, and I'd call their attention. Oh, we'll get it on the next one. Well, I remember one guy's name was Dick. He didn't have a tooth in his head. What do you mean you get it on the next one? You only put three in that one. They need four. This one doesn't need five. It needs four. Go fix it. They'd have to stop the line because they'd be busy talking or flirting or fooling around or whatever it was. Hey. So anyway... The point is that you think about the components there. That's what first made me aware of how much it takes to put together a product like that. And then, you know, we become so much more sophisticated. The idea of you know, making these devices that are highly technical. I mean, think about it this way. The iPhone that you have or the smartphone that you have is about, what, 3x5? Isn't that about the size of most of the... smartphones?
Something like that.
Something like that. Like a 3x5 index card. And you take it apart and you see this circuit board. And that's all you see with a couple of chips here and there. And that device has more power, intelligent power, than the computers that sent the Apollo moon ships up and back. This little thing you hold in your hand. And you open it up and you think, how does this work? But these components are manufactured here and there. Got to get them right. But most of them now are made by machines, right? I don't think there are any humans that touch that. I bet you there isn't a human being that touches that thing until they actually put the final cover on it. What do you bet? You think?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, well, why am I off on this? Just because Apple is having a problem with the iPhone. Don't sweat it. They'll get it to you. Google in the news today in intensifying scrutiny from regulators. Google conducting one of its most important searches for an answer to the growing problem they're having in Europe. The European Commission has accused Google of abusing its dominance in online shopping searches. Also expanded the antitrust probe to look into whether Google uses its Android software to gain an unfair advantage over other applications and services on mobile devices. Of course they do. That's what business is. Get the advantage. The Europeans are much fussier about this than we are. Much fussier about it. And they especially don't like American high-tech companies that are run by snooty little guys that are still in their 20s. How old are those guys? Those two guys. 30 yet? 31, 32? How old are those guys? They must be in their 30s by now.
Probably in their 30s, huh? Yeah. Anyway. Probably in their 30s.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, the Target, I didn't really explain the Target settlement, I don't think, did I? $19 million to reimburse the losses to the banks for the hack that occurred at Christmas in 2013. Covers bank costs. They had to reissue credit cards and that sort of thing. Let's see. They had $252 million in breach-related expenses in that whole fiasco. So what lesson is there in that? Don't use a credit card. Use cash. I'm speculating here. I don't know. What's the don't trust Target? Their business is way off. No, it could have happened to anybody. Right or not? Or was it Target being lax? It didn't. I don't think it was.
It's a lot of these. We see this time and time again. There was the thing at Home Depot.
Yeah, it happened to
Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's something that is food for thought for all of you parents. I don't mean to scare you. You know I don't like this kind of stuff. I don't like scaring people, but I think this is worth a moment of our time. This couple from Washington became players unknowingly in kidnapping. The investigation this week discovers a two-year-old child that they were babysitting had been abducted. There was an Amber Alert out on this child. John Tuong, Renton, Washington, said his sister had asked him and his wife if they could watch her boyfriend's son. They said they would be happy to do it. The couple was going out on an overnight date, and they'd collect the toddler the next day. What Mr. Tuong didn't know was that the boy and his mother had been kidnapped from their home in Des Moines. Authorities issued an Amber Alert for their return. Mr. Tuong didn't know about it until the next morning. He says, I'm eating my breakfast. I'm checking my Facebook page. All of a sudden, I see this Amber Alert for this child. And he says, wait a minute. That's the child in my bed. Oh, my God. What's going on? So we call the police. They found the child. Of course, the child was okay because he was taking good care. And then the sister was arrested in connection with the abduction of this child. What I'm wondering here is, how did he didn't have that much touch with his sister and knew that she didn't have a baby until a week ago? How did that, I don't know about that, huh? I wonder about that. Food for thought, 16 before the hour. Speaking of that, our television report is up next year on Good Day.
It's the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 12th annual April sale with 5 days of unbelievable clearance deals from 29 cents. Don't miss once-in-a-lifetime prices on solid pre-finished Bellawood domestic hardwood from an incredible 99 cents. Or Bellawood 3/4-inch exotic hardwood up to 77% off. Bamboo, laminate, and more up to 67% off. Plus, more deals added daily in your local store. And 24-month special financing for beautiful, high-quality hardwood floors for less. Get to the April sale event today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait.
Oh, well, too bad Jennifer Horn's not here, Richie, because she would love this. This is really a very interesting development. You'll see the story at DougStephan.com where the explanation of CBS and the I Love Lucy show coming back together again. CBS aired some colorized episodes of I Love Lucy during this past Christmas holiday period. They're expanding the scheduling to May, which is sweeps month. They have, the end of the TV season. They have holes in their schedule because a lot of series have completed their runs and are coming back, that sort of thing. So they said yesterday they will air a couple of newly colorized episodes of I Love Lucy on Sunday, the 17th of May, from 8 to 9, where Madam Secretary is. William Holden guest stars in L.A. at Last from 1955, and George Reeves, who was Superman, will play Superman in Lucy and Superman.
I remember those episodes.
Yeah, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So that was
good.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
So which one's the one? Is that the one where she burns her fake nose off, Ken? The one with and then the one with John Wayne where she steals his feet.
No, that's not
Chinese. Yeah, I remember that. I don't remember when she burned her nose off.
Oh, Netflix stock shot up 13% yesterday, hitting $541 a share after Netflix packed on about 860,000 more streaming customers than expected in the first quarter. The company added almost 5 million streaming subs around the world, including 2.28 million in the U.S. Wow. They have a market cap of $32 billion, making them more valuable than CBS, Viacom, and Discovery.
Get out.
There you go. Wow. How about them apples? Sarah Jessica Parker, starring in a new HBO show called Divorce. After marrying Mr. Big, now she's going to get divorced, apparently. Let's see here. It's going to be a half-hour-long comedy. Follow her character, described as a woman who suddenly begins to reassess her life and her marriage, finds that making a clean break and a fresh start is harder than she thought. I understand that. Let's see here. NBC made a mistake. Jimmy Fallon wanted to put a new show together, and he went and he brought it to NBC, and they said no. So now he brought it to CBS, and they said yes.
Really?
Yeah. Lip sync battles.
Oops.
Yeah. That's everybody makes mistakes.
That's huge.
That is a big mistake, though, isn't it? Huh? 51 at the hour. Good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Is it? 53 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Would you like to know where you really come from? Do you think you know where you come from, right? You think you came from your mother? What about your mother? Well, maybe.
You and L. Ron Hubbard think we come from aliens.
Maybe. Maybe not. Not so fast, saith Doug Steffen. Stand by for this information, which you have never heard before in your life. Well, maybe some of you have, but most of it's new information. It's here on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, April 17th through the 20th. With 40% off our exceptional paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right. Those of you who are into research, I kind of like research. I like reading things. I like reading different things. I'm not into reading novels much and that kind of stuff. I like to look at things. When they pop out at me like this thing did, the research finding ancient bones in Spain. And in that mix is the information about how the human species during the Ice Age was advanced. Most of it done by interbreeding, Richie. Geneticists and anthropologists and evolutionists have gone into this old DNA. It's about 300,000 years old. That came from a fossil thigh bone. Say it again, Doug. Fossil thigh bone. And now there are apparently pieces of 28 different early humans that are part of what has appeared in this area from Spain all the way up to the Netherlands. And so they've referred to themselves as the, well, they haven't, but the people who are doing the research call them the Denisovan. Let me see if I pronounce that. Denisovans. They were unknown to science till a couple of years ago when their DNA was first identified from the fingertip of a young female discovered in a cave in Siberia. Her remains dated to 40,000 years ago. Now, there is more DNA that has been... what's going on here is that people are funding this research, not necessarily just to find out what's going on, but to see if they can learn from the bodies of early humans how disease either developed or was treated. This is a research project that's been sponsored by a couple of the big drug companies looking for information. They call it mitochondrial genome, good Doug, genome research. This may be a little too heavy for you. It's a lot of, but it's fascinating.
I find this stuff so interesting.
It really is.
Yeah.
Well, and where we all came from and how what goes around comes around. Because they're finding that they, at least when they look at the DNA of all of these early people, 40, 50, 60, 70,000 years to 300,000 years ago, that they didn't have anywhere near the problems that we do health-wise. They didn't live as long, but it wasn't because they didn't have good health. It was because they got eaten.
Right. They got eaten by tigers and dinosaurs.
By something else. Right. Exactly. They were much healthier than we
are. They broke a leg. They died.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody to fix it. Okay, so now, here's another theory, Richie, about where humans come from. This comes from research being done in England by an ecologist who claims that humans are not from the Earth, but put on the Earth by aliens thousands of years ago. Where'd you hear that before?
Hey, you and L. Ron Hubbard.
Dr. Ellis Silver, check him out, S-I-L-V-E-R, points to a number of psychological features to make his case for why humans did not evolve alongside other life on Earth. I've never heard this guy lecture, never seen his book before. My theory was the same as his. He says there are nothing that makes one think that this is a native species to the Earth. It has no way of actually connecting the evidence to suggest that we were evolved from other creatures on this planet is nonsense, he says. We came from outer space. How about them apples, boys?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.